The Kansas City Royals have taken a series from the Brewers with a 6-4 win yesterday. Milwaukee has lost two straight three-game series. Shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. was Kansas City's star with a homer and three runs scored. Joe Ross took the loss for the Brewers. Gary Sanchez led off the seventh inning with his fifth home run of the season. Milwaukee is home tonight to start a four-game set at American Family Field against the St. Louis Cardinals. And the first pitch for tonight's contest will be at 6:40. And you can hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 6:05. Milwaukee Bucks guard Patrick Beverley has been suspended four games without pay to beginning next season for his actions during and after the final game of an Eastern Conference first-round playoff series with the Indiana Pacers. The NBA announced the suspension today and said Beverley was getting punished for forcefully throwing a basketball multiple times at spectators and an inappropriate interaction with a reporter during media availability. The suspension comes one day after Indianapolis police said they were investigating an NBA player and citizen altercation that happened during that May 2nd game, without mentioning anyone by name. Some NBA observers are speculating that Bucks general manager John Horst could be looking to bounce out for a different career opportunity. Horst has been integral in putting the most powerful roster together, but that the core is aging. He could be a candidate for the position of president of basketball operations with the Detroit Pistons. Horst grew up in Michigan and attended college in that state. This could be yet another critical year for the Milwaukee front office, so the team will want to cement Horst's position or departure as quickly as possible. The Packers didn't know what their offense was capable of when the 2023 NFL season kicked off. They have a better idea this time, and it's a good feeling. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich says the difference is like night and day. Stenovich says every player on offense has a year under their belt, and in comments made on the team's website, it's great to know what these guys are good at. The players know the plays and the coaching staff can be more creative. Stenovich says he can start taking the next steps with the offense. The Wisconsin men's basketball program will participate in the Greenbrier tip-off next November. Games will be played in the world-famous resort in the Appalachian foothills. The Badgers will be joined by LSU, Pitt, and UCF. November 22nd through the 24th, who plays whom, tip-off times, and television coverage will be determined in the ensuing months. And Caitlin Clark spent Wednesday working out with her Indiana Fever teammates inside an empty Gainbridge Fieldhouse. By Thursday night, a nearly full house of up to 17,000 will be rocking and rolling as the WNBA's number one overall draft pick makes her home debut against Atlanta. It's a moment Fever fans have been dreaming about since they won the lottery in December, and that only became a reality in mid-April, and in a building that routinely advertises concerts on its marquee sign, Clark has all the makings of emerging as Indianapolis' next big rock star.